Good afternoon, men. One of the things that I wanted to do, because I know that this happened to me, I didn't get the opportunity to be here every week. I missed one week of Proverbs, and that was when Randy Blankenship spoke. So what I want to do is God's kind of impressed on me that, because I know that there are probably some of you here that may have missed a week or two or whatever, I want to kind of surmise where we've been for the last 7 weeks, because it's such a important topic that we've been discussing. Proverbs is a manual of living, men. The wise sayings of Solomon, David's son, Israel's king. Proverbs is concerned with living on this earth, living well, and living in sanity. Jim Jacobs spoke, and he told us that our choices are either foolish or wise choices, but there are choices. Randy Blankenship told us that you can choose the choice, but you can't choose the consequence. John Tice said that the Lord reproves those he loves. Paul Martin said, guard your heart, men, because from it flows the wellspring of life. Jim Butcher said, don't play with fire and flee seduction. Delbert Anderson told us to learn God's word so that we know what God hates. Wisdom is the art of living skillfully in whatever actual conditions we find ourselves. Wisdom has to do with becoming skillful in honoring our parents and raising our children, handling our money, and conducting our sexual lives, going to work and exercising leadership, using words that exalt rather than condemn, treating friends and others kindly. Wisdom is cultivating emotions within ourselves and others that make for peace. In matters of everyday practicality, nothing takes precedent over God and His teachings. If we get a handle on God's teachings, we can have a very satisfying life. Let's start with God. The first step in learning is bowing down to God. Only fools thumb their nose at such wisdom and learning. If bad friends tempt you, don't go along with them. God gives out wisdom free. It's plain spoken and knowledge and understanding. He richly guards the sincere, and He keeps His eye on all those who live honestly. And He pays special attention to His loyal, committed ones. Wisdom will be your close friend, knowledge your companion, and good sense will scout ahead for danger. Insight will keep an eye out for you. They keep you from making wrong turns or following the bad directions of others who are lost themselves. Those ones traveling paths that go nowhere, wandering in a maze of detours and dead ends. Wise friends will rescue you from the temptress, that smooth, talking seductress. So join the company of good men and women like these men. Keep your feet on tried and true paths. It is the men that walk straight who will settle this land. The women with integrity who will last there. The corrupt will lose their lives and the dishonest will be gone for good. Don't forget God's teachings. Take to heart His commands. They'll help you live a long life, full and well. Don't lose your grip on love and loyalty. Tie them around your neck and carve their initials on your heart. Earn a reputation for well living in God's eyes and the eyes of the people. Trust God from the bottom of your heart and don't try to figure out everything on your own. Listen for God's voice. In everything you do, everywhere you go, He's the one that will keep you on track. Don't assume that you know it all. Run to God. Run from evil. Your body will glow with health. Your very bones will vibrate with life. Honor God with everything you own. give him the first and best of your, and your barns will burst. Guard clear thinking and common sense with your life. Don't for a minute lose sight of them. They'll keep your soul alive and well. They'll keep you fit and attractive to God. You'll travel safely. You'll never tire nor trip. You'll take afternoon naps without worry. You'll enjoy a good night's sleep. No need to panic over alarms or surprises or predictions. That doomsday just around the corner, because God will be right there with you and to keep you safe and sound. God blesses the homes of the righteous. Wise living gets rewards from honor. Watch over your heart. That's where life begins, and the road will stretch out before you. God told us all of these things so that He could tell us this, men. And that's what I like about God's Word. He instructs us. And if we'll listen to God's Word and apply God's Word to our lives, He'll give us the answers and the directions to go. And He told us all this, men, because He said, the lips of a seductive woman are oh so sweet. Her soft words are also smooth, but it won't be long before she'll be gravel in your mouth, a pain in your gut and a wound in your heart. She's headed straight for hell and taking you with her. Keep your distance from such a woman. You don't want to squander your wonderful life, and you don't want to end up your life with regrets saying, my life is ruined. Enjoy the wife you married, lovely as an angel, beautiful as a rose. Don't ever stop taking delight in her body and never take her love for granted. God doesn't miss a move you make. God doesn't miss a move you make, men. He's aware of every step you take. Sound advice is a beacon. Good teaching is light. Moral discipline is a life path, and they'll protect you from wanton women, from the seductive talk of a temptress. Don't lustfully fantasize on her beauty or her bedroom eyes, or else you'll be eaten alive. Touch her and you'll pay for it. Adultery is a brainless and self-destructing lifestyle. Everything I have just read is God's Word, is Scripture. I didn't ad-lib anything. I didn't put anything else in it. It's God's Word. I know that this is probably a painful topic for some of us. It's not a happy topic, because there's a consequences for making those kind of mistakes. Me being a full-blooded man, and as Jim said, snow on the mountain and fire in the furnace, but I don't have that blazing inferno like I used to have, but I still have fire in the furnace. Amen. I understand. All these gray-headed guys are amening. And I spent 41 years in public service in a male-dominated environment. I've made hundreds and hundreds of calls for service on domestic turmoil, people's lives in shambles over infidelity and adultery in their lives. I know how we think, men, because I'm a man, and sometimes not very wisely. Some say the way to a man's heart is through his stomach, but that's not the part of the anatomy I'm thinking about, because sometimes we think with that part of the anatomy. Let's take a stroll up reality lane, men. And it goes like this. And the topic I chose is the workplace, because we've all been there, we are all there, or we all will be there in the workplace, if we want to eat. Man and woman meet, and they spend a lot of hours together in the workplace. They become close relationally. They may spend 8 to 10 hours a day together, and then sometimes an attraction forms. They begin to confide in each other intimate personal thoughts. They begin to spend personal time together. And they rationalize men that were just friends. That could be. We're just work associates. But there's something about us when the psychological and physiological senses kick in. And we look over there one day and her lipstick looks so beautiful. And the smell of perfume is euphoric. And it's breathtaking. And that shapely body, revealing clothes, and your eyes meet like they never met before. Your heart pulsates, and you almost hyperventilate. Bingo! Superman awakens. Tarzan beats his chest, and Macho Man springs into action. Does it sound familiar? At the least bit of attention from a woman, we men sometimes become senseless, and we lose our values, and we become brain dead. Amen. Lust in the heart begins. Visions and fantasies form. Thoughts awaken. Thoughts that we've never had before, maybe. Or have we? We resist. But it's not enough. I'm hoping at this point that we resist and flee and do whatever it takes to get out of this circumstance. Because what will happen if you don't, men, is that you'll begin to back off of church. You'll begin to back off of your Bible study and we won't see you at huddle. And you just don't have time for your Christian friends. And you enter the devil's playground. Instead of drawing nigh to God so that God can draw nigh to you, we back off of God. We know that it's not right. But there's something inside of us cheering us on. And it's that old self. You really want her, but you don't want her. Because you know better. You resist for a while, and then rationalization sets in. What will it hurt? Nobody will know. My wife neglects me, and we just don't get along very well anymore. You know your thoughts are wrong, and you fight against them. But the day comes when the circumstances are right, and justification is just right, and both are willing, and consummation happens. Hopefully we've stopped and repented before this point, but then that sick feeling comes over us. What have I done? But I can't stop because I've broken my relationship with God. Justification continues. But the price we pay is high because we've broken the relationship with our God and we've broken our relationship with our wife. Hopefully repentance comes before this consummation. If not, it's a good chance that a divorce is in the making. Broken hearts, split families, damaged children, lost friends. Community scrutiny, loss of your job, lost integrity and trustworthiness, broken families, children tossed here and there, one family here and one family there, and years of family dysfunction starts. There's strife at every visitation. And every holiday gathering, every school function, every birth, and every wedding, there is strife. The list goes on, and it goes on. Lack of self-control and discipline in our lives. The price is high. And you all know what I'm talking about. Because in some form or another, this scenario fits all of us at some level, either personally or we know of somebody that it fits. Hundreds of people over the years I've known and spoken with, some non-Christians, some Christians, some church leaders, some pastors, but none of us are immune. None of us are immune to this temptation. It's the choices we make. With every choice we make, there's a consequence. And none of us ever intended for it to happen this way. Yours and my life will never be the same if we fail the test, men. If we pass the test, we need to praise God and thank Him and keep serving Him and keeping on for Jesus. And we need to continue to resist and to flee. If we fail the test, we need to repent. 1 John tells us if we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And you may want to look at Psalms 51, and that's David's prayer of restoration after his infidelity with Bathsheba. But I can tell you how to prevent it, men. Keep your heart in the Word. And flee when temptation comes. Because we never think that it's going to happen to us. We never think that it will happen to us. But there's just only a fine line between us and them. And that's God's Word. My favorite passage is Psalms 1, 1 through 3. And basically it says, don't hang around with the ungodly. Delight in the law of the Lord. Meditate on His word day and night. And then you'll become a tree planted by the rivers of the water, whose leaves will never wither, and whatever He does will prosper. Let us pray, men. Father, we thank You for this opportunity to speak the truth of Your word, God. We thank You for these men who so willingly come and listen. And we pray, Father, that each one of us, God, will apply Your Word to our lives and that we know that Your Word will make a difference in our lives if we will do that. So, Father, I pray right now, Lord, if there is just one in here that has made this mistake, I pray, God, for his repentance. And I pray that You'd speak to his heart right now. And I pray, Father, for the ones that have been able to flee from this temptation, God, that You would keep them strong, Father, and You'd keep them in Your word, Lord, and they would always serve You. So as we go to table talk, Father, I pray, God, that hearts will be open, hearts will be honest, and lives will be changed. We love You and we praise You in Jesus' name. Amen.